It's Morgan Wallen on 93.7 The Dude. 9:38 Wednesday morning. I'm Linda Wilde, and you know, one of the best parts of my job is getting to meet and know the people behind the businesses and the events that we have here in the Port City, and we bring them closer to you with our Local Voices Spotlight. We bring it to you courtesy of our friends at Excite Credit Union. They are the community's credit union and leader in local business and banking solutions. And we are so excited to welcome in the studio Kathy Rooney, president and owner of Primo Hoagies, and Cora Foley, operations manager. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. It is so good to have you in here, especially since I just found out that you are from Wisconsin, just like I am.
Yes.
That is crazy. We grew up, what, a couple hours apart from each other? I love that. So, how did a girl from Wisconsin end up here in North Carolina opening up a brand new Primo's Hoagies? How did that happen?
So, I grew up in Wisconsin. I moved to Pennsylvania when I was 22. Lived there for a little over 30 years. And there you just eat sandwiches. You eat hoagies. You eat subs in Pennsylvania. There's one on every block.
Right.
And my husband had to go to Philadelphia all the time. Mm-hmm. So one day he brings back these hoagies, and I was like, wow, what is this? He's like, yeah, these are amazing. He's like, Primo Hoagies. I'd never heard of them before. Well, that was it. Like, every time he went to Philly, every time we went to Philly, we would get these hoagies. And then in 2002, they started a franchise. So it started in 92, a small little Italian shop in South Philly. And then they franchised in 2002. And so one came to Bethlehem, and then that was the end of it. We ate there all the time. So when we came down here to Wilmington, we were like, what is it that we're missing? So every time I go home, the first thing I do is get a Primo Hoagie.
Right.
Seriously. Very close to where my daughter and son live. So we're always going there all the time. So my husband and I were like, what are we going to do? And I was like, well, let's open a Primo Hoagies. And that was kind of that. And we talked to Cora because we wanted Cora to work for us. And we were kind of like, you know, if it's not Cora, we're not doing it.
A little arm twist in there.
A little arm twisting. No, but she was great. She took a while to think about it. And, it was great to have. It's great to have her on board. So, so that's how we ended up doing it. And then we were going to open one store, and then we were like, well, why don't we do two? And then it was three, and now it's five.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Dream big, right?
Yeah, dream big. Dream big or go home. Yeah.
I love that.
So we will have five.
That is amazing. Yeah. Now, I have to ask you, is there any difference between a hoagie and a sub?
No.
Okay.
No. It's just the names are different.
Okay.
The names are different. Whether it's a sub or a hero sandwich, hoagie, the name hoagie, they say, likely comes from after World War II, there was a hog island outside of Philly.
Okay.
And the Italian immigrants would bring their sandwiches there, and they would start calling them hoagies from Hog Island.
Right.
And then it kind of changed into hoagie. So it's a hoagie. So there is no difference in what you're going to get.
I love that history of that name, though. So I like hoagies better.
Yeah. And there's this great thing. There's this article or what that, you know, there's like 13 different names for sandwiches. Oh. Depending on where you come from in the country, it's different. You know, like I was saying before we started, we're from Wisconsin.
Right.
I never knew what a hoagie was. I'd never even heard that word.
Me neither.
It was a sub.
Right.
You know, the sub shops. Like, yep. So when I moved out east, I was like, what are you talking about? What are these things? And they're exactly the
same. You're like, what did you bring me to eat? Now you love them.
Yeah. The big thing, and I'll let Cora get into more of that, but the big thing with Primo's is the bread. The bread is a little different. It's a little crusty Italian bread. It's really good. So, yeah.
Well, for those of us who haven't maybe been aware of hoagies as much, mm-hmm. is there any, you know, misconceptions that you guys are dealing with in starting this brand new store, things that you really want people to know about?
Well, I think that the bread is a big one, and I will kind of let Cora talk about that more.
Okay, tell me all about it.
Yeah.
Because you said before it was more of a crusty bread, which some people might not be used to.
Yeah, so our standard bread is going to be a seeded Italian bread. The seeded Italian bread, it's definitely got a crustier outside. It's got the nutty flavor from the sesame seeds, and then it still has a nice dough on the inside. It's a very sturdy bread, great for a large hoagie with lots of toppings, which we offer so many toppings. That being said, we do have a softer alternative, which is going to be the seedless bread or unseeded bread. It's just, it's pretty much a standard sub roll. It doesn't have as much constitution as I like to say. But it is softer on the outside. It's still got the dough on the inside, and it's still a really great roll.
And that's really important, too, because my husband's from New York, so the crustier, the better. Yeah. I mean, it's got to have some girth, some sturdiness to it, you know.
There's definitely a divide, I would say, among households of who wants seeded and who wants seedless bread.
Well, and that's the cool thing, too, is you can have one day and one the other day. You can try it any way you want to.
Yeah.
Now, when you are there, like, tell me about the sandwiches that you have. And, I mean, are they kind of standard ones or do you make them to order?
Oh, my gosh. So everything is made. Everything is made to order. And so that's something where we definitely have a little bit longer wait times, especially if there's a big line in front of you. One of our most popular sandwiches is an Italian combo.
We've got
like five different versions of Italians. That being said, everything is sliced to order. So if you're getting an Italian, well, there's always going to be three meats on it and one cheese. So that's just the slicer's job is, slicing those, pulling those meats and cheeses out fresh, slicing them fresh after you've ordered it, getting them together. Then it's got to move down to the dressing station where we add, upwards of 6 to 10 toppings per sandwich, and then it's going to be wrapped and given to you. So every sandwich takes a couple minutes to make. It's a very small space that we have. So it takes a little bit of time to get the sandwiches out. And then if you order hot sandwiches, those are also, for the most part, they're cooked to order. So like chicken cutlets, if you get a whack chicken's a really popular sandwich we have. It's pesto, bruschetta, chicken cutlets, and sharp provolone.
Ooh, yummy.
Yeah. Mm. But the chicken cutlets, they take about 4 minutes to cook. So you get a nice crispy chicken cutlet on that sandwich. So everything definitely takes a little bit of time.
And honestly, like I would rather wait the extra time to watch it be sliced right in front of me versus, a pile of meat that's been sitting there for a while.
Yeah.
Like I'd rather have it as fresh as can be.
Yeah. And something also awesome about the meats we have. So they're by Thumann's, but Primo Hoagies actually has proprietary blend spices.
Ooh.
So that means our meats are really just for Primo Hoagies. So like the roast beef is actually one that I really love, but you can't get that roast beef anywhere else. It is Primo Hoagies roast beef made by Thumann's.
Oh.
So even if you find Thumann's meats somewhere else, it's not going to be the Primo Hoagies meats.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Now, do you have, if maybe somebody is looking for something a little bit healthier, not healthier, but, lighter, maybe.
Yeah. So we have two different wrap options. We have a low-carb wrap and a whole wheat wrap. And then you can also get, they call it a hoagie in a bowl. And it's it's an elongated bowl. And so it's built, the wraps and the bowl are built the Primo size. So that's our 9-inch sub size. And so you can get that, that makes it a little bit lighter, a little bit healthier. Yeah, and so if you are gluten-free, the bowl is definitely an option. Both of our wraps have gluten as well, but
okay.
The hoagie in a bowl does not.
I love that. Hoagie in a bowl. I love that. Now, let me ask you one more thing. Out of everything that we've talked about, all the different places that there are to eat in our area, why should somebody pick you? What makes you guys so, so great that we have to go there? They were fighting over who to say it first.
I just think because it's an awesome sandwich and you have so many different options.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't have just 8 sandwiches. We have, 41?
Something like
41
that.
On
Holy
the menu. 41. And so you can get Italians. You can get cheesesteaks. You can get Schwartzies, which are coleslaw on them and Russian dressing. And there's all of these options that you aren't going to find somewhere else. Like Cora was saying, pesto on them or broccoli rabe, which is not a thing down here. I haven't seen on any other place. So I think you have a lot of options in one place. And you can also build your own. So if you come in and out of the 41 sandwiches we have, you don't like any of them. I mean, I build my own. Like, not just because I'm the owner, because, you can. So,
yeah.
And the one thing I did want to add was, so the difference with just building your own hoagie is something as simple as what we do. So normally when you go in and you get an Italian, you get lettuce, tomato, oil vinegar, right?
Yeah.
Okay. At Primo's, you need to build that yourself. You build that yourself. So if you say, I want an Italian, like, we don't automatically put oil, vinegar, lettuce, tomato, onion. Like, you, that's your option. You custom make each sandwich. So, you know, that's a little different too, which people have to get used to that because, again, they're just used to coming. People are just used to going and just having, you know, whatever they give you.
Yeah.
You know, whatever they give you.
We're not used to the options sometimes because I went to a restaurant in Charlotte and I ordered a salad and I was like, can I not have this, this, and this? And they're like, no. And I'm like,
right.
Really? Like, I have to still have it on there even though I don't like it. So I was like picking it off. And you don't want that. If you're spending your money, you don't want that.
No. And that's the thing. So, you know, what Cora was saying about wait times, like, because, you know, we have these large orders a lot coming in online that are very, very specific, you know, and then people coming in and you can just choose whatever you want. So, yeah.
I love that. And plus, just, you guys were voted the number one best sandwich and sub shop in USA Today.
We were.
I have to say, that's pretty impressive.
And that's pretty impressive considering, you know, Primo's is a little, they have a little over 100 stores from in New Jersey, Philadelphia, all the way to Colorado, Texas, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina. So we're really, so they're really spreading. But, you know, it's still a small organization, which that's one of the things I love about it is that, you know, we talk to the COO on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. We can talk to the president. We can talk to anybody. It's not where you've got thousands of people like running this corporation.
Right.
It's still a very small kind of family organization, which is really nice. That's what I love about it because that's what I came from. That's what, you know, I grew up in, you know, small businesses. So.
Well, and I love that because you are more likely to invest in or support a local business who this is their livelihood than you are, you know, one that might care a little bit less.
Right. So, right. So even though we are a franchise, it's a small franchise.
Right.
You know, and we have that, you know, opportunity to, you know, just communicate with them on a daily basis that, you know, it's not, it doesn't take us like 6 days to have someone get back to us or something.
And this is your baby. This store is your baby.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Well, I know that all of this has made us all so hungry. So tell us exactly where it is that you're located.
Okay. So we are located on 17th and College in Fulton Station, 3710 South College Road, Unit 113.
Very exciting. Stop out and see Kathy and Cora today. They're going to make you the best food that you can get. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Linda, very much.
Thank you. I'm going to post a little bit of this on our Facebook page. You can check it out. That was our Local Voices interview. We get to do them courtesy of our friends at Excite Credit Union, the community's credit union and leader in local business and banking solutions.